Missing Ward 2 Cown. Michael Vignini has been located deceased, Greater Sudbury Police have confirmed. A press release said shortly before 2:30 p.m. February 13, Greater Sudbury police officers were dispatched to the area of Reserve Camp Road on Atikamekw Anishinaabeg First Nation. The Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, had contacted GSPS with the location of the black 2021 Ram 1500 truck with Ontario license plate BK22178 that Michael Vignini was last seen driving January 27. Greater Sudbury Police and OPP personnel attended the area. An unmarked police cruiser sits at the entrance to the area where missing Cown. Michael Vignini was found deceased February 13. Greater Sudbury police officers were dispatched to the area of Reserve Camp Road on Atikamekw Anishinaabeg First Nation, shortly before 2:30 p.m. TylerClark/Sudbury.com. Unfortunately, Vignini, who was 62 years old, was located deceased a short distance from the vehicle. Detectives are in the preliminary stages of the death investigation and at this time, foul play is not suspected. Detectives are working in collaboration with the OPP and the coroner's office in relation to the death investigation. A postmortem will be conducted through the coroner's office to assist in determining the cause of death. Our deepest condolences go out to Michael's family and friends, said a press release. We ask that you respect their privacy during this very difficult and emotional time. An OPP cruiser is parked near the seasonal residence where missing Ward 2 Cown. Michael Vignini was found deceased. Police were dispatched to the area shortly before 2:30 p.m. on February 13. TylerClark/Sudbury.com. We would like to thank our officers, police professionals and detectives, as well as members of the OPP and North Shore Search and Rescue who dedicated hundreds of hours to this investigation. Many of these individuals knew Michael personally and wanted nothing more than a positive outcome. Since the time that Michael was reported missing, the outpouring of support from the community has been unparalleled. Michael Vignini was a beloved member of this community and an advocate for GSPS, not only through his role on City Council, but as a member of the Police Services Board, having served as both the chair and vice chair. We are extremely saddened to hear of his death, and we will continue to support his family throughout the investigation. While not naming the individual located deceased, the OPP also put out a press release about the sudden death at Atikamekw Anishinaabeg First Nation. The Nipissing West OPP said officers were called to a seasonal residence on the reserve shortly before 2 p.m. February 13, where they said one person was located deceased. The approximate area in which the missing city councillor, Michael Vignini, was found deceased. Greater Sudbury police officers were dispatched to the area of Reserve Camp Road on Atikamekw Anishinaabeg First Nation, shortly before 2:30 p.m. on February 13. Google Maps. Fellow politicians offer their condolences, city flags to be flown at half-mast. News of Vignini's death came as Greater Sudbury City Council was due to hold a meeting Tuesday evening. After a belated start to the meeting, Greater Sudbury Mayor Paul Lefebvre made a statement about Vignini. We extend our condolences to his partner, his daughters and to his many friends, and to all those who have been helped by him at some point in his lifetime, Lefebvre said. He was a very generous man, whose passion for his community was visible in everything that he did. Thank you to the Greater Sudbury Police Service for their tireless work during the investigation and search efforts, and those in the community who dedicated time to help find him. On behalf of council, staff and myself, our deepest sympathies go out to his loved ones. He'll be greatly missed by many. The mayor and council then stood for a moment of silence to give our respects to our friend, Councillor Vignini. Out of respect for Michael and his grieving family, friends and colleagues, I ask for council's concurrence to adjourn this evening's city council meeting, said Lefebvre. All council agreed. The city of Greater Sudbury also put out a press release Tuesday evening in light of Vignini's passing. It is with deep sadness that we hear of the unexpected and tragic passing of Michael Vignini, Ward 2 councillor, the statement reads. To respect the privacy of his family and his friends and allow the police to continue their work, no details will be provided. On behalf of City Council, my heart goes out to Michael's partner, children, family and many friends, and to all those who have been helped in some way by him throughout his lifetime, said Mayor Lefebvre, in the press release. His generosity and passion for his community were unmatched. He will be greatly missed. Thank you to the Greater Sudbury Police Service for their tireless work during the investigation and search efforts, and to all those in our community who dedicated time to help find him. We are shocked and saddened by the passing of Councillor Vignini, said City of Greater Sudbury Chief Administrative Officer Ed Archer. On behalf of all employees, I offer our most heartfelt sympathies to his loved ones. He will be missed by many. In honor of Vignini, flags at city facilities will be flown at half-mast beginning on the morning of February 14. Information on arrangements, including details on a public book of condolences, will be available in the coming days. Sudbury MP Vivian LaPointe has also issued a statement in light of Vignini's passing. I am deeply saddened to hear about Michael's passing, LaPointe said. Michael was so well loved by our community. He supported important causes and people. I will always remember him as a fierce advocate for our city and its people. My deepest condolences go out to Michael's family. I want to acknowledge all of the officials involved in the search, as well as Michael's friends and supporters who also joined the search efforts.